Hey everyone, welcome back. I have to tell you, I'm absolutely buzzing about what's coming with Apple's upcoming iOS 27 update. They're finally integrating generative AI directly into the Photos app. And honestly, it feels like we're watching smartphone photography completely transform from just passively hitting record to having a true, intelligent, creative partner in your pocket.
It really is a fascinating leap forward. Apple's own camera chief, John McCormack, actually described this technology as a kind of user superpower. The idea is that the system will intelligently reconstruct and perfect those captured moments, but there's a very deliberate methodology behind it that's worth unpacking.
Oh, I love that. And it all comes down to this brilliant concept of generating fake pixels. I know that might sound a little sci-fi, but it's really just about seamlessly enhancing or completing scenes to make them look exactly how you remembered them. It's going to be so liberating for everyday shooters.
Exactly. And it's important to clarify that this isn't about fabricating reality out of thin air. The AI is actually analyzing the surrounding context, things like lighting, geometry, and textures, to intelligently resolve common photographic flaws. It's a major paradigm shift, too. We're moving away from traditional computational photography, which just optimizes the data you already captured, to generative AI that can actually create new, contextually accurate visual information.
That's going to be a game changer for so many of us. Imagine being able to effortlessly wipe out distractions, extend a background, adjust aspect ratios, or even fix perspective distortion and recompose a whole shot without ever having to stand there and retake it. It just removes so much of the stress from the process.
And that's precisely why Apple is stressing that these features are purpose-driven, not just flashy gimmicks. The AI is designed to solve those everyday photography frustrations intuitively, making advanced editing feel like a completely natural extension of just taking the photo. That said, they're also being very transparent about authenticity.
Yes, I was really glad to hear that. To address those authenticity concerns, Apple is expected to implement metadata tagging so you can clearly see which images have been AI altered. It's all about trust, right? And honestly, it's so refreshing that this technology is explicitly positioned for personal and creative use, like salvaging a blurry family portrait or a dream vacation shot, rather than being used for misinformation.
Absolutely. And if you look at the broader picture, this represents a massive strategic shift in mobile photography. The competitive advantage is quietly moving away from optical hardware, like sensor size and lens quality, and toward intelligent software.
It really is. We've always known smartphones might never match the raw optical capabilities of a professional DSLR, but generative AI gives them a completely unique edge. It's the ability to intelligently reconstruct and perfect a scene after the fact, turning your phone into a true creative partner rather than just a simple recording device.
Well said. Ultimately, iOS 27 is redefining what a camera is. By removing those technical barriers and empowering users to preserve memories exactly as they envision them, Apple is poised to permanently change how we approach photography.
I couldn't agree more. It's going to be so empowering for everyone, not just photography enthusiasts.
The success of this vision will ultimately depend on seamless execution and those transparent practices we talked about, but there's no denying it. The era of AI-augmented personal photography has officially begun.